Jeff Smith's Parlor is set to open in Skagway on May 6th. The museum will feature thousands of Klondike Gold Rush era artifacts, bringing visitors and locals back to the wild days in the gateway to the Klondike. Jefferson Randolph Soapy Smith was perhaps the most notorious character in the Motley Crue that dominates history books about the Klondike Gold Rush.
So he was involved in prostitution and gambling, and he was involved in several saloons, but he also was involved in some interesting cons.
That's Carl Gerke, a historian with the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park. Gerke says Soapy Smith came to Skagway in 1897 with no intention of staking a claim in Dawson City. He simply saw a chance to make a fast buck off hopeful, gold-seeking chichacos. Gerke says one of his most famous scams was his telegraph company. Weary would-be gold miners would send messages and, if needed, money home. Smith would charge for each message out and each message received.
Of course, it turned out that the telegraph wires only went just a little bit beyond the house. They never went down to Seattle, so it was all a con.
His nickname, Soapy, also came from a con. He sold soap with the lure of a $10 bill wrapped inside, causing a frenzy. Of course, there was no money, and Smith's soap stand was long gone when the mob came to protest. Remnants from those days and much more are set to be housed in the renovated museum, opening in May. Ben Hayes is the Chief of Interpretation and Education for the Klondike Gold Rush Historic Park. The Park Service has been working since 2008 to restore the old parlor and refurbish a large collection of artifacts. The building dates back to 1897, when it was built to house the Bank of Skagway.
In 1898, it was leased by Jefferson Randolph Soapy Smith, who ran his kind of con artist, his gang of nefarious people that were fleecing some of the stampeders from that very building, and until he was killed in a gunfight on July 8th, 1898.
The building served several different purposes over the decades, including as a bar, a French restaurant, and the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department's Hook and Ladder Company garage. Long after the death of Skagway's top con man, the building was acquired by a German tour promoter. It became Jeff Smith's Parlor Museum in the late 30s, and back then was even complete with working robots.
Robotic Jefferson Smith, who would stand at the bar and greet you when you came in. He had a gun in one hand and a beer in the other. There's this guy in the corner sitting named Dangerous Dan McGrew. Looks kind of like Slash from Guns N' Roses. He would greet you as well. And then there was Lady Lou in the restroom, who, when you open the door, would scream at you.
When the overhauled museum opens in the spring, it will include those robots, though they're long past their gun-waving, bathroom-screaming primes.
Unfortunately, at over 80 years old, we can't operate them, but we did some interesting work with the community to figure out how they once worked, including we took them over to the Dahl Memorial Clinic. We had them x-rayed to figure out, without, you know, taking apart these handmade, delicate machines, how they functioned.
The building was moved in 1963 to its current location on 2nd Avenue across from the Red Onion Saloon. Hayes says refurbishing it has been a painstaking process.
This building helped preserve that legacy and helped build the legend.
The collection that came with the building includes 450,000 items. It was acquired along with the building by George and Edna Rapuzzi after the original museum proprietor died in the 40s. The Rapuzzis ran the museum in the 60s and 70s. It then went to the Rasmussen Foundation, which transferred it to the Park Service and the Borough of Skagway in 2008. Tours of the museum will be guided and cost $5. The Park Service held a community forum last month in Skagway so people could weigh in on the decision to charge for a tour. The comment period is still open and will be until the end of January. But Hayes adds that 19 free days are planned over the summer, including the entire first week of May and a week in mid-August when the Park Service celebrates its centennial. Hayes and Gerke agreed that the rough and tumble Gold Rush history is still very much alive in Skagway, and with the opening of this revamped museum, visitors and locals will be able to experience it for themselves, without the menacing con men, of course. For more information on Jeff Smith's Parlor or to comment on the entry fee, find the link on our website at khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.